In those days, it was common for visiting teachers to visit the synagogues on the Sabbath to teach and tell the people about God. So it was not unusual for Jesus to be in the synagogue. But this story becomes complicated when you read the Greek text. Because in the Greek text, it says that there was a woman in the synagogue with a spirit of weakness or illness. And this had a grip on her life. It's only later that we read between the lines that this woman was crippled and could not walk properly. And the designation of 18 years is just to say her whole life she's been like that. But according to her society, this woman was ritually unclean because she had an illness. An illness in those days, or any disability, was seen as a result of sin, or that these people, that the devil had a grip on their lives. So if you touched them, you became unclean as well. These people were pushed to the margins of society. It's actually, to me, quite astounding to learn in this passage that she found herself in the synagogue. But the story develops because Jesus immediately spotted her. Actually, he looked at her. And again, in the Greek text, it is as if Luke wants to say to us, he looked at her with different eyes, with eyes of love and compassion. He called her, and I think hesitantly, she came to Jesus. And then, he did not only speak to her, he did a more frightening thing in the eyes of his society. He touched her. And then she could walk normal again. But this was not allowed, especially not on the Sabbath day, because no one was allowed to work. No one was allowed to touch an unclean person in such a clean environment. But Jesus did not bother at all, because the tragedy of this woman's life was greater to him than the laws of people. And then another remarkable thing happens. This woman reacts to this miracle. Immediately, she praised God when she realized she could walk properly again. She understood that this miracle came from God, and therefore grasped Jesus' true identity and true mission on earth, namely to show to the people God's love, to show the face of God to the people on earth. Although her response was to praise God, her response was positive. The leader of the synagogue had a different response. Because he was so worried about the laws of people and the laws of his day, this was very bad to him. And no one was allowed to do anything on the Sabbath day. So he complains. Without rebuking Jesus, he goes behind Jesus' back and say to all the people there, the crowd, you must remember, there are 6 days in the week to be healed. Do not come on the Sabbath day to be healed, because this is not the rule of our society. He was angry at Jesus, because Jesus did not follow the laws. It was actually to him shameful that Jesus was a rabbi and still he ignored this rule. He ought to know better. This man actually made as if this miracle never ever took place. But then Jesus answered by saying, but it's allowed for any Jew to loosen your animals on the Sabbath day and give them water. But I cannot loosen the spirits that has a grip on this woman's life on the Sabbath day. He says, she's a daughter of Abraham, emphasizing the fact, this woman is not a Gentile. She's not a dog. She's one of them. And God's commandment of love is far greater than the laws of their society. He shows them how foolish they are, how hypocritical they are. He humiliated these people. He left them stunned because they could not answer to this. Why is this story in the Gospel of Luke? Well, to be precise, there are three accounts where Jesus healed people on the Sabbath day, two being in the synagogue. Luke is showing us that God, through Jesus Christ, broke all the barriers. He faced hostility from the religious leaders, but Jesus did not bother about this. They didn't like Jesus because he mingled with the sinners, the marginalized, women, tax collectors, people being ill. But Jesus looked through their double agendas. He saw that they did not see the fruits of the Old Testament piety, namely justice, mercy, and humility. He found in them the worst of sins, hypocrisy. He also emphasizes with this story God's love for the oppressed and the outcast. Luke is saying with this story, Jesus came for the people who's been pushed aside. Those people whom society does not want to do anything with. Jesus did not see that. He saw God's love. He showed them the face of God, God's mercy, His grace, His compassion. Jesus showed them that the kingdom of God is for each and everyone who accepts this in faith. Yes, this woman in the story is welcome, although she had a weakened spirit. This story is a story of hope. Amen. Can you imagine yourself being disabled in a society where they reject you just because they think you have an evil spirit? Can you imagine how it must feel to be pushed aside your whole life, being ignored all the time? I can just imagine how frightened she must have been when Jesus called her in the open to come to Him. I can just imagine the anxiety she must have been feeling, realizing that something is going to happen that is totally unacceptable in their society, in all places, the synagogue. And to think what a reaction must have been when Jesus touched her. Her, the unclean woman with the weakened spirit. But I also, can he really imagine the joy she must have felt when she realized she was being healed, transformed into a new person. And it reminded me of a story I once read of a family who stayed in a very remote part of the world. They've never been in a city. They've never been exposed to anything we take as granted. So there they were in this fancy hotel, standing in front of a lift, wondering what it really was. When an old elderly lady approached, pushed the buttons, and climbed into the seemingly cage, and the doors closing. And a few minutes later, the doors opened again, and a young lady, beautiful, came out the same cage. They were all amazed. And it was then that the father said to his son, "Quick, get your mother." I can just imagine that this explains exactly the transformation this woman must have felt. To be crippled your whole life and to be normal just like that must have been quite dramatic. But Jesus looked at her. I think something that has never happened to her. He looked at her with eyes of mercy and love. He even went so far to touch her, not being afraid of what anyone think. Yes, his love lifted her out of her misery, out of her tragic life, and given her a new life of new opportunities. But this woman realized it is only God who saved her, and therefore she joyously praised him. She did not walk away with an attitude that we find in these days. Well, that's what life owes me. So I'll just walk away and go and do my own thing. No, this woman walked away thanking God. This joy came within herself. And this is a story of hope for us all. Because we all are crippled by the onslaughts of this world, its selfish values and its shallowness. We all have experiences and still experience how people who are not followers of God often make our lives miserable and sad. We know what it's like to be in a relationship with someone who do not share the same Christian values. We also know how devastating it is to suffer illness, poverty, loneliness, and rejection with no one helping. We all know what it feels like to be the unwanted sheep in the family. But Jesus broke all the barriers that existed between God and humanity, the barriers between people, the barriers of discrimination when he died on the cross and was resurrected. We too have been touched by Jesus' hands on the cross. We can also walk away joyously, and we can go on with our lives and confess that we too are different because God gave us all a new life, a life to serve Him with joy, a life of peace and love. We too can go into the world with hope. We too can die with the feeling that we are not lost, but the kingdom of God is a reality. The kingdom of God is for you and me, because Jesus Christ gave us this new life that is for everyone, not only the selected few. Or we can be like the leader of this synagogue, going through life as if nothing has happened, as if there's no God at all. Yes, we too can erect barriers between us and other people. We too can go through life, never to be out of line, only helping those the church agrees to help. We can sit on our nice sofas and talk of all the nice charities of this world, never to lift a finger to help anyone. We can sit and justify each of our actions of selfishness. Yes, we can even ignore all the help that is needed in the world, because what can I do? We can exclude people and shut our eyes and ears to the real cries of people around us. Yes, we too can be like this leader of this synagogue and make as if nothing has happened to us, as if Jesus never touched this earth. But this story tells us this morning, God did touch our lives. And we must go through life and show the people this compassion and this mercy. And we must be careful not to erect barriers that excludes people from the kingdom of God just because they look or smell different, just because they dress different. We too must be very careful what we do with the love that God gave us, because we are the messengers. And we must go through life and be like Jesus. We too must show the love that He had for us, even to those whom we think is not fit. We are not God, and we must stop judging. Yes, we must open our eyes to see the need around us. We must open our ears and hear the real cries of this world. Because outside this church is a broken world. Outside this church, there are people desperately seeking for love and acceptance. Yes, there are people in this church who do not even love themselves. Maybe we must start today. We must start today to love ourselves like God loved us. And we must take this love further. We must not stop by ourselves. No, we must take it outside.